Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. It's a beautiful day here in southern Maine. A little bit on the cool side, but a lot warmer than it could be at this time of the year. And as we get into the Christmas season, and a lot of you are looking for some ideas for presents and maybe a bird feeder or bird food for that person. And there's no better person to tell you how to take care of the birds than CN. CN is from Wild Delight, and they are the best seed producer in the country, believe me. No other company does what they do. CN, good morning, and happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you.
Good morning, Paul, and Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you. It sure is coming fast, isn't it?
It sure is, Cian, I'll tell you. It's coming faster than it has every year, I think.
Oh, I know. The time just goes by so quickly.
When you go shopping and you have a friend that you know that likes to feed the bird, what do you consider when you're looking at a bird feeder and seed for them?
Well, when it comes to the feeder, I'm looking at function. There are so many beautiful feeders. They're very decorative, very colorful, but a lot of them are extremely impractical. You know, they're difficult to fill, and they're extremely difficult to clean. So you got to keep those things in mind when you're looking at a bird feeder. How easy is it to clean? You know, do I have to take apart a million pieces and put them back together? You know how when sometimes you take something apart, you try and put it back together, you always have extra pieces. It could be quite a challenge. So ease of cleaning. And then, of course, you want something that you don't have to struggle to pop the top, to fill it. So I like function over, you know, something that's decorative.
And now,
does it
matter, CN, if it's a tube feeder or a metal feeder or a wooden feeder? Will they all attract birds the same way?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, in my yard, you know, usually when you put a new feeder out, don't really expect birds to go to it for at least a week because they don't recognize it. But in my yard, I've used so many different feeders that the birds are quite used to me changing them in and out, that I can hang out any feeder and the birds will go to it within minutes. I mean, I have one feeder that actually my chickadees land on while I'm filling it.
Wow.
That was the cutest thing.
That's going to be a lot of fun when you can get the birds to almost come to your hand and eat from it.
Absolutely. When you get into feeding them and you're out there on a regular basis, they recognize you. And they know that you're not a threat. And, of course, when you're going out there with a big bucket of food, they're welcoming you. You know, when my feeders are empty and I'm going out there to fill them, I've got the birds up in the trees and they're yelling at me, hurry up, we're hungry.
Now, you've selected a feeder. Is there any height that it's best for them, or doesn't it matter?
Well, it all depends on if you're trying to keep the squirrels off. Now, that's a whole nother subject. Squirrels, I mean, they are cute, But it, you either love them or you hate them, and, you know, they can be extremely destructive to a feeder. So if you're hanging a feeder, you do want it to be at least 6 feet off the ground. And then I really advocate using squirrel baffles. If you're not going to use a squirrel-resistant feeder, get a squirrel baffle. And if you're hanging it, you hang the baffle, and that feeder needs to be at least 6 feet off the ground, and it also needs to be, you know, 8 to 10 feet away from anything they can get up on and jump over on. Now, if you're putting up a post-mounted feeder, again, you got to put that post 8, 10 feet away from anything that squirrel can get up on and jump over, and that baffle has to be at least, I would say, 6 feet off the ground up the post. You know, and that way, that'll help keep Tammy the squirrel at bay. And, you know, once you do that, what you can do to help keep the squirrels up your feeders is actually feed them. You set up as a little self, their own feeding station away from your main feeders. And you put out, you know, corn, some peanuts, maybe some sunflower. They make some great squirrel feeders out there that actually make them work a little bit, like little boxes that they have to lift the lid and go in, and, you know, little twirlers that you could put corn on the cob on and it spins around and makes it a little challenging for them, keeps them busy. But it keeps them away from your main feeders so that your birds can eat in peace.
Now, how far apart would you put a squirrel feeder from a regular bird feeder?
I would say at least 15, 20 feet if you can. It depends on the status of your yard.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But then you're not going to... I mean, I've had so many people tell me creative ways that they're trying to get rid of the squirrels. There's just no getting rid of. You just got to kind of manage it.
Okay. Now, is there a seed that the squirrels are less likely to go after?
You know, I have some people tell me that they will only feed safflower because the squirrels will not eat it. You know, yeah, they will. It's not their favorite, and if there's other food around for them to eat, they'll go eat that. But if there's nothing else around, they will begrudgingly eat it. I've had people tell me they've gone on their finch feeders with just Niger seed in it and eat that, and that's another seed that people say that they don't eat. But they will. You know, they want to survive. And they're going to go after their favorite stuff first and, you know, ignore the stuff that they don't want, which is Niger and safflower. But like I said, if there's nothing else around, they're hungry, they're going to eat it.
Now, I had an email the other day, and the woman said to me she's just bought a condo, and they would prefer that they don't feed the birds in this condo, and
right.
I suggested that they try to use one of your new blends. They said that one of the problems is that when you feed the birds, it gets messy. You know, you get all of the shells all over the ground. So I emailed her back, and I was telling her about this new blend of seeds that you've made that you have taken all of the hulls off. Can you tell our listeners about that?
Correct. That is called our deck, porch, and patio. And that's just four ingredients. It's sunflower kernels, pumpkin seeds, peanuts, and pistachios, and there's no shells whatsoever. Because you're right, feeding the birds, it's a great hobby, but unfortunately, yes, birds are messy, and the shells get everywhere. And I've heard that a lot, you know, people who live in these adult communities, these condo complexes, you know, they don't want people feeding the birds for that exact reason. But with our deck, porch, and patio, there's no shells, and there's no waste seed. So sometimes companies will make a what they call a waste-free formula, but they still put in white millet and cracked corn, and that gets thrown on the ground. Deck, porch, patio, like I said, just those four ingredients, no shells, completely consumed.
So that's pumpkin seeds, you said?
Pumpkin seeds, sunflower kernels, peanuts, pistachios.
Pistachios.
Oh,
well,
yes.
I Yeah, I may end up eating the pistachios before they go out into the feeder.
Don't laugh. I've had people do it.
Now, the weather is beginning to get cold also.
Oh, yes.
Suet. How about suet?
I keep suet out year-round. The woodpeckers love it so much. You know, I've got the downies, I've got the hairies, you know, I've got the red belly, and, you know, a couple of weeks ago I had the pileated. Now the pileated will go to suet. But, you know, wintertime, yes, absolutely. Get that suet out there. It's so high in fat, and we know the birds need that fat for the energy. Their metabolism is that high that they need to eat their weight in food every day. So it just helps them out by giving them that.
Now, the next thing is water. And water is something that the birds are going to need all year. We're coming up on a quick break. Why don't you hold on, CN, and then tell our listeners about some of the new devices that can be used to add water for the birds during the winter months. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides. Unlike other companies, a handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with a special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. This fall, after you put all your gardening equipment, patio furniture, power tools away for the winter in the tool shed, place a package or two of Mouse Magic into your shed to keep the rodents out. Mouse Magic is an all-natural and contains essential oil. Mouse Magic contains no poisons, keeping your pet safe from accidental poisoning. Mouse Magic triggers a behavioral change in the rodents to avoid and escape the building. Also great for campers. That's Mouse Magic from Bone-Eyed Lawn and Garden. Mouse Magic. If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wilt Stop this winter. Wilt Stop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bone-Eyed Wilt Stop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bone-Eyed Wilt Stop.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with C-Ann. She's our bird lady from Wild Delight Bird Food, and we're talking about things that we should be doing now and some ideas for Christmas shopping for your bird lovers. Now, one of the things that we mentioned is the birds really need to get some water during the winter months. How can this be made possible, Cian?
For that. Now, I keep bird baths out year-round. Even though I live on a lake where there's plenty of water, I want to offer the birds someplace safe for them to get a quick drink and maybe take a little bath. And in the wintertime, with everything freezing, it's really, really important to provide water, because they need to drink year-round, too, just like we do. And with everything frozen, they can't get... Their access to water is even more limited. So they make heated bird baths. Now, the one I have in the backyard is it's attached to my rail. And what's really nice about the bird baths nowadays... I mean, years ago, you used to have to worry about if they ran dry. Sometimes they would actually melt because they got too hot. The ones they make nowadays, it just keeps that water tepid. So if it should accidentally run dry, which hopefully it doesn't, you don't have to worry about it being damaged. So the one I have in the backyard, like I said, is attached to the railing of my deck. The one I have in my front yard is actually a post-mounted one that, you know, I push the post into the ground and it just sits right on in there. Now I run an electrical cord from my outdoor plug to it and just plug it on in. Now, I do want to say what I do is I take electrical tape, and where the two plugs meet, I wrap it up really good, you know, just to protect it from, you know, freezing rain, melting snow, so it doesn't short out. And I use the outdoor extension cords, you know, the ones I have are orange, same ones I use right. For my electric weed whacker and my electric lawn mower. So it's a nice heavy-duty one, but I like to wrap up where that connection is really nice and tight just to keep moisture out so it doesn't short out and just keep
now,
the water filled.
Now, do you let that run, that heater run day and night, or you just run it during the daytime?
Day and night.
You're on a day
night.
You know,
because, I mean, you're up in Maine. You know, sometimes during the day, it's 10 degrees. You know, and that water's going to freeze. So
yeah,
it uses
sure is.
A low level of electricity just to keep that water tepid. You're not heating the water to a boiling point. You're just keeping it nice and tepid. And it's
okay.
So nice,
now,
you know, when it's snowing out, the steam's coming off the water, and to see the cardinal perched on the side there waiting to take a bath, oh, it is really nice.
It is. See, and tell us about Wild Delight's website so people can go and get some information about the various types of bird food that you make and how beneficial some of these seeds are for the birds.
It's www.wilddelight.com. You can get all the product information, what birds go to what food. We have a birders club that you can join, and you can blog people across the United States, ask different birding questions. We even have a kids corner in there that you can click on. You can print out pictures of birds for your children to color and some information for them. It's a really nice website to work through.
It really is. It really is. I've looked at it many times, and it's improved over last year. You've added a lot more to it, and there's some wonderful information.
And we are now on Facebook, and you can even go on Facebook and print a $1 off coupon that you can go into stores and buy yourself a bag of Wild Delight.
Now, they can, if we're on the website, they can find a listing of some of the stores that carry Wild Delight also?
Absolutely. We have a store locator. You would put in your zip code and check how many mile distance you want to travel. It'll list all the stores in that area that are carrying our product.
And the last thing I want you to tell everybody is, how important is it that you put in things in your bird food that nobody else does? Electrolytes, vitamins, and minerals.
Absolutely. You know, birds are under a great deal of stress. Hey, we're under a great deal of stress ourselves. We take vitamins to help, you know, counteract all that stress. We do the same for birds. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids, electrolytes for, you know, healthy feathering, healthy bone structure, healthy, you know, even for, you know, breeding season, for, you know, healthy egg structures when they're laying their eggs, just to give them that good old boost to keep them healthy and happy.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriot e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, it's toll-free, 855-660-4261. And if you have any questions, give us a call. It's a nice, quiet morning. We'll get you right up, and we'll answer your questions. That's 855-660-4261. Okay, if you get a chance, go to the website, which is paulparent.com, and I'd like you to sign up for our weekly newsletter. It's free. It will come to you every single Thursday, and there's a lot of great information on there. This week we did a story about holly, on the different types of holly, how to take care of it, and some of the hidden meanings of holly during the holidays. He also did a story on mistletoe and to tell you how it grows and the meaning of it and the fun that you can have with holly. Next week, we're going to do some stories on various plants that you can use as presents for the holidays. And we've talked about the Christmas tree and wreaths and roping and all of that type of decorations, how to set them up, what you need, how long they will last, and the various types of evergreens that they use for the holidays. So if you get a chance, take a look. Sign up. It's free. You just go to paulparent.com. Top of the page, you will say newsletter. You just click on it and then put in your email address, and you will start receiving it the following week. And while you're there, there is an archive that will have all kinds of stories that you may be interested in for the holiday season. We do have a new feature on the website. At the very bottom of the website, I want you to click on organizations. And this is a new list of organizations that we have added to the website that I think you're really going to find some wonderful information. We have listed about 50 different national organizations that you can join or get information from about various plants. And when I started to do the research, I couldn't believe I kept finding more and more. There is a national organization for roses, daylilies, hosta, but also hydrangea. There are organizations for just about every plant kind that you grow. African violets, glads, begonias, holly. They're all there, and all you need to do is click on it, and it will take you directly to their website. I even found an organization of lawn mower racing that you can subscribe to their newsletter or join and get some fun information about these people that race lawnmowers during the summertime. Also, some government information websites, some national groups like the Massachusetts Nurserymen, the New Hampshire Nurserymen, the Vermont, the Maine, and so forth are all there. So take a look at it, but go to paulparent.com. Sign up for the newsletter, get all the information, and we'll help you with all of your houseplants all winter long. Okay? Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Barbara from Maine with a question about pine trees.
Barbara, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hi, Barbara.
Hi.
How can we help you out this morning?
Oh, well, I have a question about a pine tree, and I also have a question about a double fall viburnum. I bought a double fall viburnum last spring, influenced really by you and your newsletter, and I got it at a very reputable nursery and planted it. Now, I'm on the water in Kittery, Maine, and it was doing very well, except I noticed that it was getting brown leaves prematurely, and they would crinkle and fall off. And of course, I looked up on the internet what that could be, and it had all kinds of frightening things. But I ignored it because I was away for 3 months. And so I thought I'd just touch base with you and see, is that normal for the first year that you plant a bush like that?
Well, it is normal to lose some foliage on it, but if you were away for 3 months, especially that first year, there were probably times where it didn't get enough water. So what I would suggest you do in the spring, I would get a good granular fertilizer, like Plant Tone, which is a slow-release fertilizer. And then I would also pick up a bottle of Plant Thrive, which has a mycorrhiza. And the liquid mycorrhiza will really help to get that root system caught. And I'll tell you, once that plant is caught, Barbara, you will enjoy that viburnum because you're getting beautiful flowers during the spring, early summer, and then you're getting the fruit in the fall months. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful plant. So don't panic. Everything will be okay. Now, what was your second question about the pine?
I should tell you. But it's a beautiful pine tree, tall and graceful. And, maybe about 5 years ago, it started to brown on the very tippy top. And the browning, the deadness of the tree is slowly getting further down. And I actually had a landscape person come out, and he told me, and I know it couldn't possibly be this. He said he thinks it's from the winds, but it's not from the winds. And he recommended that I just cut it off from the point where it's starting to go dead. But I wondered if you thought that was diseased and maybe there's something more serious to just remove it.
Now, it hit the very top of your tree, right?
The very top of the tree. It was a beautiful pine, beautifully shaped. You know, it had a typical pinnacle point, and then everything else gracefully fell. And then the top of it died, and the top, and gradually a little more of the top died, a little more of the top died, you know, that type of thing.
Okay. What happened to you is something that's relatively common. And it's not something that you'll get every year. If you can reach the top of the tree, remove the dead portion. You had a little insect that attacked the top of the tree, and it's called the Nantucket Pine Shoot Tip Moth. And it starts as a little moth or a little butterfly, and they will fly around the main leader of spruce trees and pine trees. And it's not just white pine. It could be Austrian. It could be black. It could be red pine. And also all of your spruce family. And it will lay its eggs on the buds in the early spring. The new growth comes out, the eggs hatch, and it forms a little caterpillar-type insect that will bore into the new growth and eat his way down, killing the new shoot. So, this is what you're going to do, Barbara. Doesn't have to be done today. Next spring is fine, but whenever you can, get out there with your pruners and remove all of the dead growth on that pine tree. What will happen in the spring when the new growth redevelops, it's going to make two or maybe even three brand new shoots. So you're going to lose temporarily that cone, that pyramid shape. So you let them grow for 1 year. The following year, you're going to go back out there and say, okay, you are the best looking of the three shoots that develop. You're going to become the new leader of that plant. Take your pruners and the two that remain, cut them in half, and that will make them bush out to fill in that emptiness where the tree died back, and the one that you leave alone will continue to grow straight up, and now you can nurse it back with a little selective pruning to create that perfect cone again. Now, being that they came, what I would do is to get a product called Bayer Tree and Shrub. And this is a liquid. And you mix it with water in like a watering can or a bucket. And you basically pour it around the base of your plant. in the early spring, the tree will absorb it, pull it up to the top, and it will prevent pine shoot tip moth from hitting your tree again. It's a good product, very safe, and it will do the job. But the main thing is clean it, feed it, new growth will develop, and let it grow. And the following spring, select the best looking, the one that seems to be in the middle or will give you the best overall shape, and then prune the others so that they fill in and let that new leader take over, and you'll be in great shape. In 2 or 3 years, it will look like nothing has ever happened. Thank you, Barbara. Great question. Our phone number, is 855-660-4261. It's toll-free. Give us a call, and we'll help you with your garden. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Linda from Rhode Island with a question about rhododendron.
Good morning, Linda, and happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. My rhododendron did not get trimmed after it flowered, and consequently what's happened with the lovely warm weather that we've had up until about now is I have new buds on my rhododendron, and I'm very hesitant to trim them now. So I don't know if I just leave all those buds, or do I trim them, or do I wait till the spring to trim?
Well, the thing is, those buds there are the flower buds that will bloom for you next spring.
Yeah.
And if you prune them now, or if you prune them in the spring, you won't have any flowers in June.
Right.
So you're going to have to wait to do that pruning until the flowers finish flowering during June.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Because if you do, if you prune it now, you're going to lose all your flowers. Okay, so enjoy the plant. Wait until spring. Write it down on your calendar. Circle the 4th of July on your brand new calendar. Prune the rhododendrons when they finish flowering. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with a special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Burglar Homeowners love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 855-660-4261 is the number to call. Give us a call, and we will help you with your garden. We just came back from Pembroke, Maine, which is 10 miles from the Canadian border on Wednesday, and we picked up some of the most incredible wreaths that you've ever seen. We talked with UPS on Friday, and they said that if you wanted to ship to the West Coast, that being shipped on Monday or Tuesday will guarantee that they will get there in the next 5 or 6 days. So don't think it's too late to ship. We'll get them out real early for you, and your neighbors will enjoy a scent to like nothing else. There's no tree that smells like the balsam fir, and the wreaths that we make are incredible. My son, who lives in Florida, we sent him one. He puts it in his house, and after working all day long, he says, it's like coming home to Maine. The whole house smells of balsam, and it's incredible. So if you have friends or family that lived in New England, have moved away, they would enjoy the scent because they'll hang it inside the house, and boy, does it smell good. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Inta from Mass with a question about dogwood.
Inta, Kimmy, how can we help you with your dogwood this morning? And happy holidays to you.
Well, happy holidays to you, Paul. I planted 4 Coosa dogwoods maybe 3 years ago.
Okay.
And 3 of those dogwoods are doing very well. They had pretty blossoms, and they had berries in the fall. And the 4th one had tiny leaves, little blossoms. I mean, there were a lot of them, but they were tiny, and no berries in the fall. So obviously, it's not happy. And
yeah.
My question is, what should I do? I'd hate to lose it completely.
Okay, are they getting the same exposure as the other 3?
They are. They're on along the driveway. The driveway slopes down, so that it's a hill, and it's the bottom dogwood that is suffering, the one that's on
okay.
the very bottom of the hill. And so they have the same sun. I mean, they're in full sun. I think there might be some wind because we're near a lake.
Yeah.
And it's basically the same soil. Landscapers planted the trees.
Okay.
So I think
is there any standing water at the bottom of the hill where the last dogwood is?
No, there isn't. It's
there isn't.
I'm on Cape Cod, and so the soil, I think, drains pretty well. I think
okay.
there's a lot of sand beyond the root area.
Okay.
So it's not not standing water. I thought
okay.
maybe it wasn't enough water. I'm just totally perplexed.
Yeah, well, if it's at the bottom of the hill, I don't think it would be getting less because water would always move down.
Mm-hmm.
What I'd like to see you do is to try a couple of things in the spring. First of all, I want you to buy a liquid fertilizer called Plant Thrive. T-H-R-I-V-E. Now, Plant Thrive is the newest technology in gardening, and it contains mycorrhiza. And mycorrhiza is a root-stimulating fertilizer. And I think what you've got to do is you've got to push the root system to really enlarge. And once the roots get really caught, you're going to see that the size of the foliage will also increase in size, and so will the flowers. Okay? Now, so do that, and I would do that maybe half a dozen times during the summer. If I would do it May, June, July, August. If you could do it even a couple of times each month, you're going to see a difference. Now, for a fertilizer for your dogwoods, what I have been using, and my Coosa dogwood is incredible. And what I use is made by the people that make Hollytone and Plant Tone. And it's all bacteria that will help the plants to get well established. It's a granular product. You would apply it in the springtime.